Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
This man is the right choice at the right time.
It could be. I mean, I know certainly a lot of fans.
There.
Well, a lot of fans are not happy. I'm not. It's not that I'm not positive. I'd say, and I said this at least internally and to close people the last time, and I said, you know what, this could be the best thing for us. It could be, you know, typical Everton. It's not falling for us again. We've got someone who, you know, in terms of popular appeal, isn't the man we want. But give him a chance, he could be, you know, the right fit for us.
Although I saw a little bit of a shift in some of the Evertonians I know there. I saw a mood swing from the likes of David Downey in the office yesterday and a few other Evertonians who I came across who initially a couple of weeks ago were appalled at the idea of Sam Allardyce, but actually yesterday were almost maybe not lauding him as the saviour, but saying, yeah, come on, let's have a go with Big Sam now.
I think
now.
I put that down to the fact that things have got a bit worse on pitch, on the pitch, and, you know, whatever you say about him, and there are obviously a lot of things that have been said, some of them sort of propelled by the man himself. You know, he's a strong character. You know, above everything else, the most impressive thing about him is his ability to stand in the limelight and take the pressure and not shake anything. And, you know, when you get somebody who has strong beliefs in something, it comes through. And, you know, relatively speaking, quite a successful manager in the Premier League, relatively speaking.
If you were rejected for a job, so we're not talking about football, another walk of life. If you're rejected for a job, you feel pretty bad about the situation, don't you? If you get a call back from the same job 2 months later, do you feel a little bit bitter about the situation? Are you less inclined to be as over the moon about the opportunity? Is Sam Allardyce is there a different mindset there?
Well,
he played a game financially here?
Well, the nuances of that example you've used are that, yeah, I get that, you know, and I think at the time there would have been a bit of bitterness and he came out to actually rule himself out, but then, wow, when they've come back crawling on their hands and knees, because is that how you feel? That's what the situation kind of looks like.
But you know, you're second best, you know, you're perhaps even third best.
But he now makes the package first best, if you like, and, you know, the ultimate probably has ended up with a better package than he originally wanted. So it's worked in that sense. So you put all that to the side and you go and prove that you're the right man for the job.
But there's still that little nagging doubt, isn't there?
No,
they
don't.
They didn't really want
me.
Well,
this is where I come back to his character. The fact that he is a football man, a passionate football man, whether it's the type of football, I mean, from the outside, is it the type of football Everton fans would like and demand in the long term? Possibly not. He may evolve. He may, you know, get solid and organised, get points on the board, then he may evolve his football. Who knows? You know, a lot of managers can do that.
Let me read you what the papers are saying this morning about it. Most of them have got a Sam Allardyce line on the back pages. We'll start with the Daily Mail. So, Dominic King writing here, Sam Allardyce will be unveiled as a new Everton manager in the next 48 hours with Liverpool legend Sammy Lee expected to be part of his coaching team. Talks were continuing last night after representatives of Allardyce met with Everton's major shareholder in London. Allardyce, who's 63 years old, arrives back from a holiday with his wife Lynn today and will meet Moshiri and finalise the deal. Most of the details have been agreed, including a salary of £6 million a year. He should be in charge for Saturday's Premier League match against Huddersfield. Allardyce made a bold move with former Anfield favourite Sammy Lee, who played such an important role for the Reds for over 30 years, being appointed to the backroom staff at Everton. So it seems like Farhad Moshiri has had to make that agreement, if you like. He's had to say, yeah, that's fine, you can bring him with yourself. Obviously, I think Sam Allardyce is a strong enough character just to say, I want him. But it's interesting that Everton have actually then opened the doors for Sammy. Now, I think Sammy's a real gentleman, a lovely fella.
No doubt.
But how will he be received?
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.